Today on the comment program, as promised, we're going to talk about the 29th Annual Nebraska Star Party, just getting underway out at Merritt Reservoir, and we have some friends back with us, John Johnson and also Cleet Blakeman, who have been here several times, right, guys?
Yeah, at least twice.
At least twice.
I've lost count.
It's like hometown coming back again.
It really is.
So I'm going to have you guys scoot up to those microphones a little bit so we pick that up a little better, because I want everybody to be able to hear what you guys have to say about the 29th annual event. And I looked at your website. You already have the dates picked for the 30th annual next year, right?
We do. Oh,
yes, indeed. We'll have quite a gala event. Because we plan year-round.
I mean, bigger and better than ever.
That's right.
So what do we got going on for the 29th? What's your theme this year? Is there usually something you've picked out of the night skies to regale us with?
The theme is Dark Matters.
Oh, okay.
Where'd catchy, come, right?
where did you come up with that?
Well, it was from Mike Sibernson's gorgeous artwork. He does the T-shirts that we have every year. And he came up with the idea of just spilling some ink across the map of Nebraska,
and it becomes Merritt Reservoir.
Merritt Reservoir. And we thought, what does that look like? Well, dark matter, dark matters. You know, it's just a play on words.
Yeah, I think. Everybody's probably heard about dark matter as this vast molecular dark clouds in the universe, but I think it actually was a couple of years ago we were kicking around ideas, and I don't even remember who actually started. Well, how about Dark Matters? Well, we kind of shelved that, but we brought it this year, so that was
brought
our
back
theme, Dark Matters.
So and isn't that what they're looking for at the old gold mines up in South Dakota? They're miles underground looking for dark matter. I'm not kidding. You guys.
Well, there's these. Yeah, they're trying to detect these particles that come flying at us from the universe. And yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah,
we'd had a story on it here just not that long ago. So, all right. So, what's the registration numbers look like this year?
They're pretty good, actually.
Pretty good. I think the last official amount was about 275, maybe
275,
but we usually always get at least 40 or 50 walk-ins. So I think over the week we'll probably top out over 300 again this year. Yeah.
Now I understand that the online registrations or pre-registration is closed, but if they just come up to go out to Merritt Reservoir, there'll be a registration available for them there.
Yes.
Yeah. So every we started yesterday. This afternoon and Tuesday afternoon, we'll have walk-in registration. We have that set up at the Boardman Campground, but we have signs pointing out, turn here, registration here. So we'll be there both days, and even Wednesday when we come into the high school, we'll have a registration desk set up there too for anyone that still wants to register.
But you were telling me before we went on the air that you had a really good representation of new people coming to the Star Party.
We sure do. Maybe half of the registrants who registered online are new people who've never been to a Star Party or never been to this Star Party at all. So that's excellent for us.
Yeah, what's drawing that interest?
I don't know, well, to be honest.
I've put it this way. There's several things. Of course, obviously due to the pandemic over the last few years, a lot of people are just wanting to get out. And, what better place out in the north central Nebraska to get away from everything.
You were going to say middle of nowhere.
nature. I think that's part of it, is just to be able to get out and experience nature. And in general, I work with the Nebraska Tourism Commission a lot, and they're seeing an uptick in what you call destination tourism, getting out, and astrotourism is becoming another niche name of people wanting to get away from the crowded metropolitan areas where I mean, they never experience darkness. You have a permanent twilight all night long because of all the city lights. So
where are these new people coming from? Have you paid attention to the registrations as far as are they Nebraska residents? Or are they just from all over?
I think they're from all over. I'm afraid that I don't.
We don't have. I can just. The gentleman that's kind of a president of our organization that keeps track of all that. And I think we're represented probably. I bet 2/3 of the states in the United States.
Two parties from Calgary,
International. Calgary, yeah. Canada coming down. I've seen registrations from Florida, Virginia,
Georgia,
California.
All over the U.S.
So are the number of star parties across the country growing, or are they kind of stay the same because there's just so many limited spaces where you get the dark skies?
Probably both. There's about a half a dozen major star parties around the U.S. that have been going on for, as long as we are. For many years, there was maybe three or four Nebraska Star Party being one, and there's a big event down in the Big Bend area of Texas every year called the Texas Star Party. In fact, that's where the people that originally started the Nebraska Star Party got the idea. It was too far to drive all the way down to the Big Bend area of Texas. And there's, probably the longest existing continuous Star Party event is back in Vermont, in Stellafane, they call it. There's one in the Florida Keys in the wintertime. They call it the Winter Star Party. But other than that, smaller ones have popped up, we're still considered one of the major events.
The premier.
One of the things that we've always done is we've tried to attract newbies to the hobby. We've always been family friendly and, trying to attract the young kids into learning about the stars and the environment. So that's one of the things that makes the Nebraska Star Party special.
Now, I know you do usually have some kid things, some youth programs, either Wednesday when you come into the high school and use that, or even during the event, I think you have some beginner classes and instruction, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Okay. Yeah. In years past, we had held what we call our beginner's field school out at Merritt Reservoir at the trading post there. But because of the popularity of our beginner's field school, which there again goes along with one of our goals is to attract new people to the hobby and the interest, we've had to move into the high school because of just limited space. So we are having the beginner's field school starting this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the high school in the auditorium, and that'll be a two-hour session. And then we've even started what we call an advanced field school for an additional hour for those that want to delve into it more. And so that's going on at the high school starting at 2 o'clock today and Tuesday. And then we have a session actually Wednesday morning starting at from 10 to noon there.
Any special guest speakers that you've got lined up?
I think we have a, pardon the pun, stellar lineup this year.
Okay.
That's bad.
Okay.
We have our keynote speaker is a lady by the name of Diana Hannah Keenan. She is currently the observing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine, which is the premier magazine for amateur astronomy and professionals. I mean, it's probably the oldest existing continuously published magazine on astronomy. And so she has never been out here, and she's just thrilled to be out here. She'll be our keynote speaker. Her background is amazing. I mean, she's got her doctorate in astrophysics and has been all over the world. And then we have a young lady, very young, that I discovered from Bentonville, Arkansas.
I think she's 12.
Might be getting close to 13. Her name is Libby White, and she has been doing online Zoom programs called Libby in the Stars. And I talked her and her mom into coming up to the Star Party. So she will be presenting a full-fledged program. She's just an amazing young lady. So that'll be and also, just let me add, everything at the high school on Wednesday especially is open to the general public. Anybody that has got a free day, come join us and see what we're all about. The third speaker is kind of like a homegrown guy. He was raised in Omaha, went to University of Nebraska, Omaha for his undergraduate, went on to University of Colorado in Boulder and got his master's and PhD in astronomy. And so he'll be our third speaker. Fascinating young man, too.
And who? What's his name?
I'm sorry. His name is Adam Jensen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So three major speakers, and that's all Wednesday and open to the public.
Correct.
Okay. And then are they all going to be here for at least part of the star party to try to help catch some stars with you guys?
Yes. Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Indeed.
I think all three. Well, Diana actually, I drove up with her yesterday, so she's will be here at least through Thursday. And I think the other two were coming in today. Yeah.
Okay. Again, we're visiting with Cleet Blakeman and also John Johnson from the Nebraska Star Party here on KVSH. They've got things into full swing now. Things going without a hitch, I'm sure. There's been no hiccups along the way.
Nope.
How much time do you have, Mike? We will. There's always hiccups.
I took a 6-hour drive and turned it into a 10.5-hour drive with car trouble. So
there's that hiccup and everything.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about the public part of this Friday night. You've always invited the public to come out and see what you guys can see. And I was going to look at the forecast and see what Friday night, mostly sunny on Friday, maybe a chance of showers in the evening, but hopefully some clear skies for all week.
That would be wonderful. We'd love to have clear skies. Friday night is always our annual. We appreciate you guys, and we want you guys to come and see what we see, and we want you to appreciate the fact that you've got such dark skies. I mean, you laugh about the middle of nowhere, but the middle of nowhere is not a pejorative.
You know? Right.
It's something that's very dear to us, and we want it to be as dear to you as it is to us.
Now, I know when you have 300 people that show up this week for the Star Party, most of you are probably up all night watching stars, but you do get out during the day and take advantage of, I think you do a river trip and probably some golf and some of those kind of things while you're here, don't you?
Oh, yes. There's members that, and of course, just Merritt Reservoir, fishing and swimming and boating out there. And we always try to set aside one day where there's not a whole lot of activity so people can enjoy the Niobrara River and canoeing, kayaking, you know, tubing. And, of course, the other, like the Niobrara National Wildlife Area. And there's a lot of things to do around here.
And the local shopping.
And the local shopping, yeah.
A little tougher to get around right now on Main Street, but hopefully by next year, by the 30th, we'll try to have that under
control.
Have
that all completed,
So, our Main Street project is ahead of schedule, and hopefully by the time you guys are here next year, it could be done.
That's great.
That would be great. You can come see our new dark skies compatible streetlights.
Yes, we appreciate.
We sure do.
Yeah, for the listening audience that didn't know, the Nebraska Star Party organization worked hand in hand with the Valentine organizations to provide guidance on what would be good street lights and everything, and we appreciate that so much.
A couple of other questions. If somebody, let's say they're a newbie and they've just purchased their telescope and they really haven't had it out that much, when would be a good time to catch up with you guys and have you maybe tutor them a little bit? Is that Friday night or is that Wednesday at the high school?
Virtually anytime.
It could be both. Obviously, at the high school, it's the daytime and you aren't going to be able to show them anything to look at. But definitely, if they have new equipment that are not that versant in using, bring it along with you Friday night. We always encourage people to be on site at the Snake Campground prior to sundown, if possible, so that you have plenty of light and we can set things up and they can walk around and look at the other telescopes and ask questions and everything.
Okay. So what else do we need to cover about about the 29th annual Nebraska Star Party. I'm already getting excited about the 30th because I want to see what you guys do. If we have a parade or
get
something like that.
Get excited about the 29th first. Yeah.
Well, the 20, I know the 29th is. But it's always a fun time and a good group of people. It's kind of old home week for some of you guys. I think you get a chance to see people that you don't see for a year. So you get a chance to visit and catch up and show share some camaraderie there.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, just like last night, it was cloudy, but a bunch of us sat around, and the gentleman that is in our local astronomy club in Omaha plays a mean ukulele. So he was entertaining us with his ukulele and singing to whatever, midnight. If we can't see the stars, we have fun.
I think Cleet was saying he went to bed, and then the clouds cleared off.
Well, of that course, was Saturday that's night, that's yeah. rather typical of my way of working. You know, I tolerate it for a little while, and I finally get just wiped. So I go to bed, and I hear the next morning, you know, about the time that you went to bed, the sky's cleared off.
I don't know how many times I've heard that.
So if people are, should they bring any equipment Friday night if they come out, their binoculars or something like that, if they don't have a telescope and those kind of things?
Yeah, it isn't necessary to have a telescope. We've got plenty of telescopes to go around. And, in fact, we encourage newbies who are thinking about buying a telescope to maybe wait and look at some of ours and find out. You know, the telescope that you want to use is the telescope that you will use. So you don't want to buy something and then set it in the junk drawer for the next 10 years, you know.
You don't want to invest some money in something and then it's too complicated to run or you don't get along with it well.
It's too big for your car or it's too heavy to carry or whatever. You know, those are the kinds of questions that we can answer before you buy a telescope. So come on out and see what types of telescopes there are. We can fit you into one that you'll actually use.
But definitely bring binoculars. A lot of people don't realize how much more of the sky you can see and how many more stars you can see just with a good pair of binoculars.
Bring in a little bit more light and you'll see quite a bit more. All right. So what else is going on with the Nebraska Star Party? I had another question and it slipped my mind. I was going to ask you about, you're going to wrap things up after Friday night. Some people will probably have to take off by Saturday, but some will stay for another day or two.
If the weather looks promising, there will probably be people staying over Saturday evening into Sunday too, yeah.
All right. Well, we encourage people to come up Wednesday and check things out. Are there any particular times that you get started Wednesday?
I should have mentioned that the lectures actually start about 1 o'clock, but be there around noon so you can walk around, because another thing we do is, this astrophotography contest, and it is utterly phenomenal what the astro imagers is what they're called nowadays because of all the
digital
equipment.
They're not astro pics.
Yeah, there is some amazing work being done. Excuse me. So come up, look around. We'll have swap meet. There'll be people selling various astronomy items there. Maybe it's something, there may be a pair of binoculars that if you don't have one, you could pick up. Or if you do have a telescope, extra eyepieces or what have you. So we'll have vendors that are actually selling equipment too.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, always a pleasure to visit with you. Give us a call later in the week and let us know how things are going. We'll wish you clear night skies, I guess.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right. This is the 29th Annual Nebraska Star Party, Dark Matters, out at the Snake River Campground area. And everyone's invited Wednesday about 1 o'clock, come about noon, to the high school for their activities in town. And then 9 o'clock or maybe a little before Friday night for the public part of the Star Party out at Merritt Reservoir. If you'd like to come and find out more about what all these folks are hanging out in Nebraska doing, looking at the night skies.